Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are focusing on dealing with helping our children deal with ADHD, but we're also listening to precious children who may have no special challenges, but they certainly have some gifts, like our six-year-old playing his violin right now. All right, we will be hearing some more from her 6 years old, ladies and gentlemen. Six, not 26, not 16, 6 years old. All right, let's hear some more from this young motivational speaker. And again, I'm hoping that we're being motivated. We parents, we grandparents, us guardians, are being motivated to look for the special abilities of our children, whatever those abilities may be. That's part of the reason that I'm deliberately sharing with you not only musical abilities, but also speaking abilities as we celebrate our young children during this discussion.
I want the generation to grow up to be. Let me ask you this question. Are you willing to sacrifice today for tomorrow? Are you willing to sacrifice your whole life for the new generation? Do you want to know why I asked you that question? Because when I ask you that question, I think about my father. My father sacrificed so much for me, and I didn't get it till he explained it to me. Just think about it. My father cooks, my father cleans, my father homeschools me, he edits my videos. I can go on and on and on. And the thing is not about bragging. Because that's what you're supposed to do as a parent. You're supposed to care. You're supposed to love. You're supposed to take your child out to the park. But can you believe that I can bear that a year ago, I could barely read on the third grade level. My father had to come in and out of the school because, you know, I was different. The teachers and the kids didn't really understand me because I was always the one that wanted to do something extra. I was always the one that wanted to make noise, that wanted to talk, that wanted to create. I was always the one that wanted to do more. And the teachers didn't really understand it, so they just called it bad because they couldn't explain what it was. So, you know, so then one day my father just came up with the bright idea, and me too, to homeschool because I was more free. I could do more things. When I wanted to do more, I did more. And it helped me so much working. My father lets me listen to music when I write, when I read. I love it so much that I just wake up, I write, I read. I love to read. I literally started reading on my speeches because I loved it so much. I just had to do it. So now I'm not here to talk about my father all day because, you know, my father played his part. My father done what he was supposed to do. The thing is, what about you? Are you sacrificing yourself for the children? And when I say sacrifice, I don't mean like 3, 2, or 10 minutes or just till 3 o'clock in the day. I'm talking about your lifetime. And if you think it's impossible, think about all the parents out there that help their children grow, help their children create, so it is not impossible. It's only impossible if you make it. Sacrifice. Whose life is more important, yours or the new generation's? Do you want the children to grow up to be, you know, wanting to be in gangs, wanting to lead the bad crowd? And I hear people complain about how the children behave, but what are you doing about it? Stop complaining about the problem and come up with a solution. Sacrifice. Teach the young men, not just for an hour, not just for 2 hours, but the whole entire day. And if it's one child that decides to leave, let the children leave. The children are going to go where they want to go. But you still have to teach them, no matter what. Teach them in the way that they want to be taught. Like, my father didn't teach me from forcing me. He didn't say, no, I didn't read that book. I'm telling you right now, I'm not asking you to read that book. No. My father started off and said, okay, Naeem, grab whatever book you like, grab whatever book you want, and just read that book. So that's what you have to do with the children. Okay, kids, do whatever you want, but make sure that you're learning from it. Make sure that it's something that you learn from.
Wow. That is amazing that at his young age, he not only recognizes the value of his father's approach, but he appreciates the value of his father's approach. And that's so important. He's letting us know, don't get just stuck in one way of trying to help our children. We want to help them. Don't be too quickly and easily frustrated because they don't respond the way we want them to. Maybe we need to find another approach. We need to explore different approaches until we find the right one. And if you have more than one child, you may need to do exploring more than once. You may need to explore until you find the right approach for this child and explore again until you find the right approach for that child. Put your energy into it. You'll get a chance to rest. Make sure you take your time to rest. But in the meantime, though, when it's time to work, be working, and including working at helping our children become the best people they can be. So that said, looking some more at what Medical News Today is sharing with regards to how we can help our children who have ADHD. So we're basically looking at two subgroups of children, those who do have ADHD and those who don't. The focus is ADHD as a disorder, as a special challenge. Your challenge may be something other than ADHD. Feel free to plug this information in wherever it fits. All right, so that's it. Another thing that we can do is make sure that very often we explain rather than command. That ties into what Naeem was just saying. His father did not tell him, get that book and read it. Read that book. In fact, instead, he encouraged him, hey, just pick a book, any book. Any book you want to read, and read that one. Read the one that you want to read. Sometimes directives, commands are necessary and appropriate. But very often, explanations are more appropriate than commands. So explain reasons for doing tasks in clear and positive language. That is very helpful. You're appealing to the child's intelligence. You're appealing to the child's psyche. You are demonstrating to your child that you love and respect your child. You respect and value your child. You're demonstrating that by explaining reasons for doing tasks and making it plain. A parent or a caregiver can give reasons for what they're asking, where it's age appropriate for the child. Keep it simple, but expect to be asked to elaborate. Break it on down for them. Explaining the reasons for doing a task can alleviate worry and confusion in a child, particularly one who has ADHD. When explaining things, a person should use positive and clear language. Explaining the reasons for asking a child to do a task is also respectful. And by showing the child you respect the child, you empower the child to respect him or herself. And self-respect is crucial if the child feels that they may be different from other people. There aren't that many people who really like being different, including adults. A lot of people don't like being tagged as being different because that feels threatening to most people, to many people, and again, including to adults. So if adults can go through life for 38 years, 48 years, and give in the pressure to be like the crowd, to commit the madness, to participate in the madness that the crowd participates in. Well, how about children who've only been here for 5 or 6 years. That pressure can be great, showing up great. So demonstrate your respect for them so that you empower them to respect themselves, so that they're also enabled to embrace the fact that they're different, and then be inspired to continue to do their best, period. All right, you heard the violinist. We may get back to her, but right now I want you to hear this outstanding pianist who at the time was about 13 years old, Emily Bear, playing the song called Flight of the Bumblebee. This is not two or three people playing two or three pianos. This is one 13-year-old playing one piano. She's playing it all from memory, no sheet music in front of her whatsoever. More from Emily Bear in just a few.